This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We bring you into the program Jason Longshore, Atlanta United analyst. Morning to you, Jason.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Good morning.
Well, Jason, the psyche of a city rests on the shoulders of a soccer club now. I just want you to know that.
That's a lot of pressure.
It is.
But it's no pressure that y'all can't handle. Trust me, we've been watching y'all the last 2 years.
It's interesting how this has all come about because, I watched it unfold on Twitter last night. We had an Atlanta United 2 match up at Kennesaw and watched the game start from the booth. And you see the Atlanta Sports Curse hashtag start making the rounds, and then you see a lot of people, you know, tweet pictures of Atlanta United, which feels like maybe it's on the outside of whatever this curse is.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, you did have a parade last year. I mean, hopefully you have another one this year. And that would going to salve the wound. Whatever happens, 28-3 or 10 runs in the first and all these things that happen. But Atlanta United does give us a chance last year, and you got a couple cups this year. And if you win one this year, something to be, hang our hats on in town. And so we kind of look to you. The city is looking to you, Jason, and looking to those five stripes to help us out a little bit. Can you pick us up?
It's not me. I'm just talking about it. But I think this team is capable of making a run here in the postseason. It's a more challenging postseason than I think it was last year. I feel like it's more wide open. Part of it is the playoff format. You're not playing two matches in a series now. You're playing one. And we've all seen crazy things happen in a single game situation. An early red card, a fluky goal, an injury to a key player early. Things can happen, and they're tough to overcome in 90 minutes, whereas over 180, you expect that the best team is going to get the win. The good thing from the Atlanta United perspective is so many other teams are dealing with issues, whether it's injuries or other things that are affecting who they want to field in their normal lineup. Atlanta United is kind of spoiled for choices where they can go into decision day and leave Pity Martinez out, win 3-1, but still build a better second half defensive strategy and take care of business. They've got a lot of options.
Talking with Jason Longshore, Atlanta United color analyst with John and Harry Douglas this morning.
Jason, how comfortable were you with last week's results against New England as we faced them again in the playoffs coming up?
I was comfortable with the way it finished, and especially the second 45 minutes. The first 45 minutes is not what you want to see in a playoff situation. It was very wide open. Part of that is the way New England wants to approach this. And I'm really curious to see what Bruce Arena does heading into the postseason, because that was their best 11. That was their best way of playing, and it wasn't good enough. Now, do they double down on that because they have a great set of attacking players? Or do they figure that we don't have enough defensively, we need to sacrifice somebody to put five behind the ball, to play a line of five defensively? It hasn't been something that they've done since Bruce Arena took over the New England Revolution, but it's something we see quite often at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I think Atlanta United has so many different ways they can approach this. They have so many more options than New England, but there's a lot of unknown when you see a team for the second time. What changes are they going to make?
Right, exactly. And so that's going to put Frank DeBoer in kind of a tough spot when he does make that lineup call. Do you play Pity? Do you not play Pity? What kind of shape are you going to take? Because there's nothing that says Bruce Arena won't come out in one lineup and 2 minutes in, immediately changes. So what would you do if you were Frank DeBoer? Kind of put yourself in his shoes, Jason Longshore. How would you come out in the attacking half? What kind of a personnel would you use to start the game?
I think it's hard to change what worked so well in the last match. I think that lineup, too, has a lot of flexibility. You can go to a line of four with that group. You could go to a front three instead of a front two with that group. you could move the pieces around. So if you're Frank DeBoer, I think that's what you want, because you're not 100% sure which direction New England's going to go in. The tricky thing about this is the New England Revolution back in May weren't thinking about playoffs at all. They fired Brad Friedel, their manager. They went and got Bruce Arena to come in. There were a lot of questions about Bruce because his last job had been with the U.S. men's national team, and he failed to get them qualified for the 2018 World Cup. So no one really knew what to expect. Hardly anyone expected that they would be in the playoffs. They're playing with house money. So I don't know if they're the typical opponent that would say, let's grind this out, let's just try to defend. So then you bring Pitty Martinez in to go against a back line that's sitting deep. I would probably go with what worked and then make adjustments all along the way if you have to.
We're talking to Jason Longshore, Atlanta United analyst, brought to you by Heineken 0.0, great taste and zero alcohol.
Jason, what have the Atlanta United fans meant to the players, coaches, and management so far on this run that they've been on?
I think you saw it with the Michael Parker ceremony after the match on Sunday, where so many people stuck around and wanted to show their respects to the club's captain from day one. This is a fan base that is really special in this country, because you see it in every sport. And I mean, Harry, you can speak to this, where the fans, you don't hear every word that's being said, but you feel it. You feel that lift, especially in a sport like soccer, where late in the game, whether you're tired, whether you've been battling injuries, whether you're just trying to change the momentum of the match, you get that feeling from this fan base, and it's special. And we've seen it so many times at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. That's why getting the number two seed was so important, because it gives you as many home matches as you can. Now, if everything plays out according to seed, you're going to have to go to Yankee Stadium without those fans and take care of business against the team that has been the best in the Eastern Conference. But you have a much easier road to get there.
Potentially Citi Field, right? I mean, they may be bumped out of Yankee Stadium.
Potentially, yes.
Yeah, okay. But of course, let's worry about that when we get there, right? I mean,
yeah, and they have to get there too, and that's the other part of it about this Eastern Conference. You know, you've got a lot of potholes in this playoff path, and if you're in New York City, you're looking at playing the winner of Toronto and DC. Now, DC is limping into the playoffs after a scoreless draw with Cincinnati at home on Decision Day, but Toronto has started to get everything together. Their big question mark is Jozy Altidore, who was injured on Decision Day. If Toronto's healthy, Toronto is a team who could go to New York and knock out the Pigeons.
Well, we'll see what transpires a week from Saturday. Jason, as always, thanks for filling us in. Do appreciate it, Bob.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.